Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's featured product is Elevator World's Supervisor's Safety First Package.
Proper training and safety practices start with you, the supervisor. Elevator World has put together a package to help you keep safety first. The Supervisor's Safety First Package includes a manager's safety notebook, the seventh edition of Safety Meetings, and the Service Safety in the Elevator Industry DVD.
You will also receive a free digital subscription to Elevator World magazine when you purchase the Supervisor's Safety First Package. For more information and to order, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for May 23rd, 2017. In today's news, Otis has debuted new products in the Middle East, a 63-story residential tower is complete in Melbourne, and an affordable housing tower is rising in New York City's Upper East Side.
Otis introduced the connected Gen 2 Life Elevator and expanded its SkyRise product family in the Middle East with an event for customers in Dubai. One of its best-selling elevators ever, Otis's Gen 2 is built upon the Gen 2 Life, its cab serving as what the company calls, quote, a fashionable and functional room in the core of a building, end quote. SkyRise now includes the self-climbing Sky Build construction elevator, which uses a hydraulic piston system to move one floor at a time as the building rises. Construction teams can use it to move through the building while being protected from the weather and not need an external lift. Once construction is complete, the SkyBuild elevator transitions for immediate service as a SkyRise elevator.
The urban developer reported EQ Tower, a shimmery 63-story residential tower containing more than 630 apartments and an array of amenities, is complete in downtown Melbourne, Australia. Located on A. Beckett Street, the property was developed by ICD Property and designed by Ellenberg Fraser with a shape that changes between levels 24 and 36, reminiscent of a flower vase with a long neck. It also boasts energy-efficient features such as solar panels and a high-performance double glazing. Kone provided the vertical transportation for EQ Tower, for which Multiplex handled the construction.
The Real Deal reports the New York City Housing Authority has chosen Fetner Properties to develop a 47-story tower with 330 residential units adjacent to the only public housing project on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. The location is on East 92nd Street between 1st and York Avenues, adjacent to Holmes Towers. The structure will span 350,000 square feet, including 18,000 square feet of recreational and community space. The plan also includes a new 14,500 square foot playground. Half the units will be designated for lower income residents.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.